Paul Maurice is an executive member of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. Concerns and challenges around Ontario's energy supply remain a top-of-mind issue with Ontario's farmers as we gathered in Toronto last week for the annual general meeting of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. Dealing with rising energy costs was first identified by OFA members as the second biggest priority for farm businesses behind reducing farm tax burdens in the OFA Farm Business Confidence Survey released earlier this year. When asked to identify the biggest energy issue limiting their business growth or efficiency during a live poll at the meeting, just under half selected affordability, followed by approximately 30% who pointed to lack of infrastructure, such as access to three-phase power or natural gas, as their biggest limiting factor. This is an issue that's important to the future of economic prosperity in Ontario. That's because Ontario's agri-food sector contributes more than $50 billion to the province's economy annually, as well as supporting more than 870,000 jobs or employing about 11% of the province's workforce. On our farms, energy is one of the most significant operating expenses, and the demand for clean, reliable, and affordable energy in Ontario, across Canada, and indeed around the world is on the rise. When we look at the magnitude of the how much power we will need by 2050, it becomes clearer than ever that planning for our future energy needs requires a thoughtful, long-term approach that also respects other key parameters like the environment and our ability to produce food. My family and I farm near Penetanguishene, and in addition to being a member of the OFA's Provincial Board of Directors, I was also just elected to the organization's Executive Committee. I'm also the chair of the Energy Committee, and in that role, I've been part of meetings with Minister of Energy and Electrification Stephen Lecce and representatives from his ministry to share our concerns around the importance of balancing Ontario's energy and food security needs. It was therefore reassuring to me when earlier this fall, Minister Lecce announced the introduction of agricultural impact assessments as part of the province's new energy procurement framework. Associate Energy Minister Sam Osterhoff spoke to our delegates last week on behalf of Minister Lecce, and he reiterated their ministry's commitment to minimizing the impact of energy expansion on Ontario farmland and the need to take a balanced approach to energy planning. Our annual conference last week also featured a panel of energy industry leaders who shared their perspectives on the diversity of the energy sector and how farms, in addition to needing energy, can also play a role in creating energy for Ontario. Renewable energy from on-farm wind or solar installations can contribute energy to the provincial grid, noted a representative from the Canadian Renewable Energy Association. The Canadian Biogas Association highlighted the opportunities in generating biogas and renewable natural gas from recycling organic waste materials. At the same time, the industry expects more conventional energy sources like natural gas and propane to continue to play a significant role in our energy mix. The key, stressed by all speakers, was the importance of working together to strike a balanced, mixed approach to meeting energy needs. That's why OFA appreciates the efforts of the Ministry of Energy and Electrification and the Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Agribusiness to make protection of our food supply a key part of the long-term planning around energy infrastructure. It also underscores how important it is that OFA continues to work with both government and the energy sector to ensure agriculture's voice is represented and encourage collaborative approaches to planning that will support energy needs, food security, and economic growth.